The process of trying to impeach President Trump reaches a new stage today. Reporting live, we welcome back our US correspondent Simon Marks.
Thank you very much, Eddie. Good to be back. Barring an absolutely unforeseen circumstance, Donald Trump will end this week only the third American president ever to be impeached by the House of Representatives. The outcome of the vote does not appear to be in question. We think Wednesday is the day the deed will be done, after the investigating committees of Congress heard unequivocal evidence over the last few weeks showing that the president abused the power of his office by asking Ukraine to interfere in the 2020 presidential election. The White House failed to offer any defense whatsoever of the president's conduct, so the outcome of the vote is just as predictable as the president's response to the predicament that he faces.
We're dealing with a lot of corrupt people. There was nothing done wrong. To use the power of impeachment on this nonsense is an embarrassment to this country.
That he sounds so cocksure on the eve of his presidency making history for all the wrong reasons is testament to the fact that Donald Trump knows that, like Bill Clinton before him, he'll be impeached, but he will survive in office. That is also as predictable as day following night, because the next stage of this process will be a trial of the president in the Senate, where his fellow Republicans hold a majority. They show no sign whatsoever of bailing on him. Even if some of them, like Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, choose to go through the humiliating motions of twisting themselves into rhetorical pretzels in order to overlook the president's misconduct.
I think it is perfectly within the authority of the president to investigate corruption. I'm not suggesting that you can cook up fraudulent attacks on your opponents. This would be a very different allegation if someone was saying, if the president had said, please concoct something that isn't real.
He spoke there on ABC, suggesting that somehow it's okay for President Trump to demand that a foreign government investigates Joe Biden, his possible challenger in next year's election, even though it's clearly against the law. Other Republicans aren't wasting their time trying to justify the president's behavior. Men like Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina concede that even though they're about to become members of the jury in the president's trial, they are in the tank for Donald Trump.
I am clearly made up my mind. I'm not trying to hide the fact that I have disdain for the accusations in the process, so I don't need any witnesses.
That's a bit of luck, because the White House may not be bringing any to offer a defense of the president's conduct at the Senate trial. Senator Graham is actually advising President Trump not to fight the charges that he's facing. After all, why delay the proceedings when the outcome of them is already preordained?
You know, I understand the president's frustration, but I think what's best for the country is to get this thing over with.
But the president is taking some convincing on that score. Listen to him last week at the White House, and you can hear a man gagging for a chance to turn on television and see people defending him.
We did nothing wrong, so I'll do long or short. I'll do whatever they want to do. It doesn't matter. I wouldn't mind a long process.
He won't get his way. The Republicans want his acquittal to be a fait accompli, and they aren't entertaining the idea of allowing the process to go off script with all the attendant risk that would entail. So what's the point of this week's impeachment by Democrats in the House of Representatives if at the end of the day the president is going to get off scot-free? Democrat Gerald Nadler is the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee.
This is a continuing threat to the integrity of our elections now. He poses a continuing threat to our national security and to the integrity of our elections, to our democratic system itself. We cannot permit that to continue.
That argument finds absolutely no support among the president's loyal followers. At a Trump rally in Pennsylvania last week, CBS News interviewed multiple Trump supporters, all of whom warned of civil conflict and even violence if the president were to be removed from power.
He's not going to be removed. He's not going to be removed. He's not going to be removed.
Do you feel confident in that?
My 357 Magnum is comfortable with that. End of story.
I think it'll cause physical violence in this country that we haven't seen since the first Civil War. I think it'll become the second civil war.
A new Fox News poll shows that one voter in two now believes that President Trump should be removed from power. But in swing states like Pennsylvania, they're all important in next year's presidential election. Moderate Democrats must decide whether to support impeachment in the House of Representatives this week. Several of them are likely either to abstain or vote against in a bid to preserve their own political hides. President Trump's hide seems secure. He will remain in office, and even now his top lieutenants are still trying to secure Ukraine's interference in the presidential election campaign. His personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, was spotted at the White House on Friday, just back from Kiev. A brazen move, given that Mr. Giuliani is now firmly in the crosshairs of federal investigators. But none of that seems to matter in Washington anymore, a city where, in a post-fact, post-truth, social media-dominated environment, a president can engage in activities far more egregious than Watergate, and Eddie, along with his supporters, simply shrug them off.
Simon Marks reporting.